KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A. Welcome to our Concert Club members today. We're happy to have you here. Man, sometimes the universe is just good to us, and I feel like today is one of those days. And the universe has been good to our guest of late, and he deserves every bit of it. His last couple of albums have earned him 4 Grammys. He's been having a good time, because I follow him on Twitter, and I know he's been having a good time playing at an Atlanta Braves baseball game the other day. Now, that's the pinnacle of success right there. That was a beautiful thing. Tonight, he opens a 3-night stand at the Bass Concert Hall. Tonight and tomorrow night, Marie Lepanto open, and Sunday night, it's John Moreland. We're so excited to welcome back to Studio 1A with Sadler Vadden on guitar, our friend Jason Isbell.
Couldn't be happy in the city at night. You can't see the stars for the neon lights. The sidewalk's dirty and the river's worse. The underground trains all run in reverse. Nobody here can dance like me. Everybody's clapping on the 1 and 3. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last? So many people with so much to do. The winter's so cold, your hands turn blue. Old men sleeping on the filthy ground. They spend their whole day just walking around. And nobody else here seems to care. They walk right past them like they ain't even there. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of? And Daddy said the river would always lead me home. But the river can't take you back in time. And Daddy's dead and gone. And the family farm's a parking lot for Walton's 5 and 9. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Tried to go to college, but I didn't belong. Everything I said was either funny or wrong. And they laughed at my boots, laughed at my jeans, laughed when they gave me amphetamine and left me alone in a bad part of town. 36 hours to come back down. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? And Mama says God won't give you too much to bear. Well, that might be true in Arkansas, but I'm a long, long way from there. And that whole world's an old and faded picture in my mind. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last? Am I? Mm-hmm.
you. Sammy Vaden on the guitar.
Jason Isbell, live on KETX, Last of My Kind. Jason opens a 3-night stand tonight at the Bass Concert Hall. Welcome back to Austin.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is exciting. We were really looking forward to hanging out here for a weekend.
I was reading Peter Blackstock's article in The Statesman today about you, and I realized, or I learned, that Austin holds a really special place for you going back about 15 years.
Yes. You know, it's the first, I hope this is what you're talking about, but the first time I ever saw my wife, Amanda, she was here in town. She was playing with Billy Joe Shaver at the Austin City Limits Festival. And I was just telling the story on the interview across the hall, but it was a wild day because she had gone on stage, and right before she went on, she was trying to eat lunch, and she had a plate full of enchiladas, and she handed them to the person standing next to the stage, and she said, "Hold these, I have to go play." But it was Harry Dean Stanton. And so, of course, he ate immediately the enchiladas. And I walked up, you know, I saw her on stage. I went back. I was going to introduce myself. And I just walked up on Harry Dean Stanton eating a plate of enchiladas. And I introduced myself to him. And we talked through his, you know, stand-up lunch. And then she just disappeared. I didn't meet Amanda at all that day. I don't know where she went. But Harry Dean went on stage after that and sang happy birthday to Luke Wilson. I think it was his 30th birthday, and Harry sang that really beautiful Spanish birthday song that he used to sing to everybody on their birthday. And then that night, the REM headlined, and we went to the Continental Club after, and REM backed up Sadell Davis, the blues man who played with the butter knife over mm-hmm. the top of the guitar. And yeah, that was a wild day all the way around.
So you're a Texan by marriage.
Yes, by marriage.
And yeah. Made an honorary Texan.
An honorary Texan, yeah.
Last time you were here. So yep. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And through no coincidence, I'm sure, Marie Lepanto opening the first two shows of this 3-night stand. Years ago, you wrote a song called To a Band I Loved. And Marie Lepanto is led by Will Johnson, who led the band Centromatic that you wrote about. We all know what it's like to love music and be a rabid fan.
Yeah.
And I think that's one reason we relate to you, because you're still that fan, even though you're that guy at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I still really care a lot about bands. And when they break up, I get really sad. And when they broke up, I got really, really sad. You know, even though I knew they would all go on to do really good things, and they're all busy and making music still, it's just, you know, that was my favorite band on earth for a long time there. And they were the first people that I met on tour when I was with the Drive-By Truckers. We played at North Texas at this thing that was like, it was outdoors in the parking lot before a football game at like 2:00 PM. It was the most inappropriate setting for the Drive-By Truckers that you could possibly imagine in 2002 or whenever it was. And we were all very hungover and, you know, in a terrible mood, as always. And there were people with their children, you know, in their little cheerleading costumes. And, like, the tent was full of people that were like, rah, rah, ree, you know. And we got up, and I believe we opened with a song called Buttholeville. I looked up about halfway through that song, and there were two people left under the tent. And that was Scott Danbaum and Will Johnson from Centromatic. And we went and had barbecue, and then Will wound up opening for us later at Dan's old bar before Dan's Silverleaf got going. But, yeah, so they've been close friends of mine for a long time, and it does my heart good to see Will again this weekend.
I'm sure it'll be a warm reunion. You do these 3-night stands. You're doing this one at Bass Concert Hall, and I believe you did 3 nights last time at ACL Live, and you did 6 nights in a row at the Ryman.
Yeah.
So when you're doing a multi-night stand like that, how do you adjust what you do to make it, you know, to keep it fresh for yourself over several nights?
Well, it used to, I would just drink a lot. And then if I remembered the songs, then that I considered myself to be sufficiently challenged. But now I can't really lean on that. So we go, you know, I have a really big catalog, and that's a good thing to have when you're playing multiple nights in one town. We can go back and, you know, without having to rehearse, just a sound check, run some old material, and then bring that into the set. But, you know, there are certain songs that I'll play each night, and, you know, part of me says it's just the same people three times, or at the Ryman, it's like it's just the same people six times. There's no way that many people are going to come to see you. So you want to, like, mix it up. But also there's some songs that I'm going to play every night, you know, because I know people want to hear them, and I still enjoy singing them.
And the Ryman Stand is coming out as a live album?
Yes, yes. And most of the songs that are on the live album, most of the performances came from a Ryman run we did about a year and a half ago. But there's one, I think there's one track on there that's from a few years earlier. But they're all recorded live there, and we didn't do any overdubs or, you know, any internet, any computer fixes or anything like that. And we tried to make it sound like you were, you know, in the room with the audience. So there's a lot of audience, and I talked to Dave Cobb, and he really loved, as everybody should, that Donna Hathaway live record, where you can hear so much of the audience in the room, and it feels like an event. So we tried to do that rather than just, you know, rehash a studio record and do a bunch of fixes and repairs. We just picked out a good series of performances of songs that were on the last three albums.
Talking with Jason Isbell, who plays with the full 400 unit tonight at the Bass Concert Hall tomorrow and Sunday as well. Here today with Sadler Vaden. One member of the 400 unit that will not be present is his wife, Amanda Shires, who is out with her own new album called To the Sunset. And if anybody wanted to put Amanda in a box, musically speaking, this album just busts that apart because
Yes. It's
a different kind of record. Do you feel like when you go back in to make the follow-up to the Nashville sound that you have to do something radically different, or do you even go there in your mind?
Yes, I'm under a great deal of pressure, Jody. Some might say unhinged. Yes, I feel like I'm going to play the zither, the oud, the bouzouki. No, I just write a bunch of songs, and then I go in the studio and try not to mess them up.
Cool. I don't know how you find the time to write the songs. Your daughter's about to turn three. I love following you on Twitter. Me and 217,000 other people like to follow you on
Twitter. You're mostly bots. I know you're real because I can see you, but most of those people are bots.
Where do you find the time?
I don't pay any attention to my daughter.
I'm not laughing.
We have people take care of all that, and I get up at about 2 in the afternoon, and then I write the most beautiful songs about cancer, and then I go back to bed.
And tweet out.
No, it's just the reality of it is you just have to get better at scheduling. That's it, you know. And for me, there was a lot of room for improvement logistically when I got married. You know, I had power tools in my kitchen cabinets, and if somebody didn't call and say, it's time to leave, I didn't know where I was supposed to go and when. But over the years, I have gotten better. And now, you know, I'm glad that we started having children at this age rather than 10 years ago, you know, because I couldn't keep myself cleaned and fed 10 years ago, much less somebody else. But now it's nice because we have family close by, and you know, we schedule it. You know, I'm going to be writing tomorrow for 6 or 8 hours, and you know, so if my wife's not writing and she's home, she hangs out with the baby while I'm working, and then I do that for her. You know, she's been on the road lately, and I've been home, Mr. Momming it up, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had a good time. I don't know if my daughter's learning all the best lessons from me, but you know, I'll put her hair up when we go out, just so you know.
People think that you're
not in like a fancy thing or nothing, but I'll put like a bow in there. It's not holding anything in place. It's just there for decoration.
I'm so grateful that you found time in your schedule for us. That's really wonderful.
Well, thank you. I have a lot more time when I'm on tour. I really do. I'm always happy to come by.
Well, have some fun while you're in town, back in Austin. Jason Isbell is our guest. He's at the Bass Concert Hall tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And we're going to do a couple songs in a row. Maybe you could introduce this first one.
Sure, yeah. This one is called Tupelo. And it's pretty straightforward. Tupelo, it's the one in Mississippi. That... One. But tonight it feels just fine. Driving home with the windows up, along with a plastic cup, a real good wine. I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl. So there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. She said there's figured out which drawer to put the good knives in. Wars between the weekends tore our playhouse down. I kept her close, way too close to me, but she never lived up to my memory. Driving fast with the windows down, a past I don't belong to now, a mystery. I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo, 'cause there's a girl out there that'll treat me fair. You get about a week. So there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo, 'cause there's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. You get about a week of spring and the summer's blistering, so there ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. No, man's world. Under our roof is a baby girl,
And I thought this world could be hers one day. But her mama knew better. I'm a white man living in a white man's town. I wanna take a shot of cocaine and burn it down. Mama wanna change that Nashville sound, but they're never gonna let her. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. Still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one great burden, sharing one fate. I'm a white man living on a white man's street. I've got the bones of the red man under my feet. And the highway runs through the burial ground, past the oceans of cotton. I'm a white man looking in a black man's eye. I'm wishing I'd never been one of the guys who pretended not to hear another white man's show. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. Still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one dead bird and sharing. Guess the man upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in our little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in our little girl's eyes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sadler Vaden on the guitar. Beautiful, beautiful.
Jason Isbell on KUTX. White Man's World and Tupelo, the last two songs we heard. Three shows at the Bass Concert Hall starting tonight. Tomorrow night's part of KUTX's fifth birthday concert series. Ticket information, texasperformingarts.org. Want to thank our Studio 1A mixer, Cliff Hargrove, today in front of house, Jake Perlman, and Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott, and all of you fine people for joining us today. Thank you very much. We're happy to have you here. Jason, your music just makes life better. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you. It makes my life better, but I appreciate hearing that from you, too. Thank you, Jody.
Stay unhinged.
I'm going to remain unhinged. My mom had a shirt made.
Jason Isbell, live on KUTX.
Thanks, guys.